You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have a feeling this could expand into a larger segment on our show at some point because it involves a pet, and you know how people are about their pets.
They freak out over their pets.
And B, it involves a custody battle over a pet.
Juicy.
Pet's name is Bob, and I don't know, it's really an interesting story. The county attorney's office got involved, shelters involved, two women 1,200 miles away essentially arguing over who gets the cat. Let me, Jeremy, settle in, pull up a chair.
Tell me about this little kitty cat.
Get yourself a nice mug of cocoa or something, and let me tell you about the traveling stories of Bob the cat.
He's had quite the adventure, it looks like.
So let me get the player set. There's two women, Carol and Alexandra. Carol lives in Kansas. And back in 2013, she adopted a black and white cat and named him Bob. Oh. There is something special about animals that have purely
generic human names. Yeah.
Like my son and daughter-in-law have a cat, and they had toyed with naming the cat Charles Woodson.
Yeah, yeah.
After one of our favorite football players of all time. They ended up not, but I never gave it up, and I, to this day, call that cat Charles Woodson.
That's great.
There's something about that. Anyway, so here's the story about Bob. This is 2013, right? Well, a year later, in 2014, Bob just kind of wandered off, as cats sometimes do, and was essentially lost. Well, while he was out wandering around, there's a woman named Alexandra who found him. She's like, oh, my God, a stray.
Here, kitty,
I've
kitty,
got
kitty,
myself
kitty,
a cat.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
And then Alexandra moved 1,200 miles away to North Carolina with Bob. That was back in 2014.
Road trip.
So now Bob's been living out in North Carolina. Poor Carol had no idea. She just thought the cat was gone. And probably like many people, if your cat gets outside and disappears, she thought maybe he had been the victim of a coyote or something.
An
I don't
eagle
know.
Eagle picked it up and flew away.
Well, now fast forward, you know, here it is in the 2020s, and Bob is living out in North Carolina with Alexandra. He's out wandering around again. Somebody else picks him up. They're like, oh, a stray cat. He's cute. And they took him to a shelter. They checked and found he had a microchip. Well, the microchip showed, Jeremy, that he lives back in Kansas with Carol.
Uh-oh. Now what?
So they contacted Carol. They're like, we've got your cat. She's like, say what?
What? What? Little Bob?
He's been gone like almost 10 years. What the hell? So, honestly, a custody battle broke out between Carol in Kansas and Alexandra in North Carolina. And people started choosing sides. They're like, well, he belonged
whose
to Carol
cat is
eventually.
It?
And then other people said, yeah, but she only had him for like a year. Alexandra's had him for something like 9 years.
Uh-huh.
So he should stay with Alexandra because he's lived with her for 9 years.
Who gets the cat?
Before I tell you how this turned out, who would you sign
well,
with?
Well, I immediately started thinking that, you know, Carol should not get the cat back because she let the cat out and he was wandering around and he got away. So she wasn't really taking really good care of the cat. But then I hear that Alexandra, or whatever her name was, kind of did the same thing. The cat was out wandering around, so she wasn't watching him. So now I don't know, but I think the woman who's had him for 10 years gets to keep the cat because they've created a decade-long bond now.
Yeah?
I think so. And
well,
who wants
what?
A 10-year-old cat back?
Guess what?
I'm guessing the Kansas lady got the cat.
That is correct. They gave Bob back to Carol in Kansas.
That poor
the
cat.
The shelter that had been holding on to Bob talked with the county attorney's office. They are sending him back to Kansas.
So it's the original owner. It's the original chip. I guess that's kind of what you would have to do. It's not your cat. Even though Carol let the cat out and wasn't watching it.
Who let the cat out?
But again, who wants a 10-year-old cat? I'd be like, you keep the cat.
What are you talking about? When Niles is 10, I will be just as crazy about him then as I am now.
Old cat, man.
Ugh. Oh, I love
they
Niles.
Start leaking.
Well, anyway, I'm wondering if this could be a larger segment on our show at some point about strays.
Our little Goldie Fawn was a stray in, believe it or not, Kansas, because she came from a Kansas shelter and they found her on the street. We always joke that our dog came from the street because she's got little like tendencies. Like if she sees like something on the side when we're doing a walk or something, like a mouse or something, she'll immediately like eat it. And we kind of attribute that towards living on the street and doing what she could to survive. So she's got street tendencies.
Don't all dogs eat everything that's on the ground?
You can make that argument, but there's something different about her that it's just like every little thing she'll try to eat it. And I think she just kind of, it's like survival mode.
I thought
for
all
the
dogs
first.
Ate everything that fell on the floor.
I agree, but there's just something, I can't put my finger on it. It's just different. It's like a
survival mode. It's her survival instinct.
Mode.
She's got to eat something.
Yeah. So we got a little street dog.
Because she doesn't know where her next meal is going to come
exactly.
from.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, I remember when I was in... We used to live, my dad was in the service, so we moved, but they had bought a house, and when we moved off to Italy for a couple of years, they just rented the house out, and then moved to Michigan for a couple of years, they still kept renting the house out, and so after those 4 years, we did move back to the house, so it had been rented out for 4 years while we were gone, and the people who'd been renting it had a cat, and when they were ready to move away, and they were moving out of town, they couldn't find the cat anywhere. He had disappeared for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then fast forward a couple of days, we're moving back into the house that used to be ours, and a cat shows up like he owns the place. And he's just walking around like, yeah, I live here. And we asked the neighbors, they're like, yeah, that's Tom. Again, another cat,
Tom
which
cat.
Is
yeah, sure.
one name. They go, that's Tom. He belonged to the people who were renting your house, but they had to move away. And when they did, they even waited an extra day. Because
for Tom
they were
to
so
show up.
For Tom to show up. But he was one of those wandering outdoor cats. Like, I've had those before. They can sometimes
we have
be gone
one right
for a week.
Now. They pees all over my backyard. I hate it.
Oh, you do?
We do. This cat is super annoying. And then our dog goes out and rolls in it, you know. Something she learned from the street.
Well, you know, we held on to Tom. Tom adopted us, really, because he was like, I live
so you
here, you,
do.
You know, MFers. You know, you're taking me in.
Yeah.
So I've been there before. I mean, sometimes with a stray, they decide who they're going to live with.
That's right, man.
Oh,
well, that's
God.
A crazy story about the Kansas lady.
Gretchen told me that she used to have a cat named Giorgio. And she goes, he was a real a-hole. She goes, he was just everything he did, he was like an a-hole. And he would get outside, and when he did, he would disappear. And one time he disappeared for a year.
Hmm.
She goes, I don't know where she came back. He was well-fed. He apparently had found some other house, and he was happy living there, but he got out again. He came back, and Gretchen's like, oh, my God, it's Giorgio. He's been gone a year. So she opened the door. He went walking in. He walked over to where his bowl used to be. He remembered.
Like, feed me.
So she put food down for him. She still had it. She put water down. He laid down, started grooming himself. The next day, he went outside. Never showed up again.
Gone forever. Don't you want to like put a little GoPro on that cat and like know what they're
yes.
up to and what they're doing?
He's
at the cat
gone
club.
A year, came back for one day to get a meal and left
He's
again.
He's like, later.
She's like, Giorgio's a real ass. Yeah, he just
like,
really
now
is.
Now I remember why I left this place. Your cat food sucks.